Proclamation number 7513 of 3rd of February, 1960. Aim of earthly life, bonding with God. Again and again you have to be reminded of your aim in earthly life, of the union with me, on which your salvation depends and which determines your state in the kingdom of the beyond. You once voluntarily separated yourselves from me, and the voluntary return is the aim for which you stay on earth. Therefore, as soon as you turn your thoughts towards me, as soon as you desire to enter into contact with me again, to be accepted by me again, you will recognize your aim and strive towards it. And then live your earthly life consciously. But as long as you still lack this aspiration, you will hardly think about me and then live your earthly life aimlessly or only ever with your eyes turned towards the world. Thus the world is also your aim but not the spiritual kingdom. Only the union with me will return you to your original state, because then the transmission of strength of love can take place again as it did before. But if you are still separated from me, then you also lack the strength of love, and then you are and remain imperfect as you were at the beginning of your embodiment as a human being. You can only be blissfully happy in unity with me. You have to seek and enter into this unity yourselves. Thus you create the state of bliss yourselves, just as you also created the wrong state yourselves. And therefore it is your earthly task to seek contact with me, and I will certainly let you find me because I long for this bond myself. Thus, as long as you humans live on earth without intimate remembrance of me, you will still live apart from me. Yet you must live with me, and therefore you must unite with me. You must do this yourselves, because you once revoked this bond yourselves through your wrong will. I myself never behave in a rejecting way towards you. I only wait for you to come and establish the bond with me yourselves. And I am always willing to accept you because I want to illuminate you with my love which gives you light and strength and bliss. But this bond is to be established by you of your own free will, because you once left me of your own free will. But it can be established at any time if only your will is willing to do so. To seek contact with me is every human being's free will. Therefore you can only ever be encouraged and admonished but never compelled to do so. And this is why so many people walk through earthly life without becoming aware of their actual aim, because they strive for everything else rather than their God and Creator, their Father of Eternity. The world still holds people captive, and you must first try to detach yourselves from the world. You must turn your back on the prince of the world and seek me, whose kingdom is not of this world. But you will not regret it if you spend your earthly life in this direction. For once you have entered into the bond with me, you will also recognize the worthlessness of the earthly world, and you will easily be able to resist its temptations and attractions. For the bond with me is worth far more to you and you will no longer give it up. And so that you enter into the bond with me, you will be addressed by me again and again, and your aim of earthly life will be placed before your eyes so that you will then live consciously and live this life with me, who is your Father and also wants to be aspired to and loved as a father by my children. But then you will certainly reach your aim. For having found the bond with me also ensures my guidance, my influx of grace and the transmission of strength of love which you'll need in order to change your nature again, so that you become what you were in the beginning. Light-filled beings who can create and work with me as it is their destiny. Amen.